This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. India are set to face New Zealand in the summit clash of ICC Champions Trophy cricket this afternoon. The much-awaited title clash will begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India are aiming for their third Champions Trophy title, having previously won it in 2002 and 2013. New Zealand, last crowned champions in 2000, will be eager to reclaim the trophy. India have remained undefeated throughout the tournament. The men in blue secured impressive wins over Bangladesh, Pakistan and New Zealand in the league stage, followed by a thrilling semi-final victory over Australia. On the other hand, New Zealand had a strong league stage, defeating Pakistan and Bangladesh, but suffered a loss to India in their final league match. However, the Black Caps bounced back with a convincing semi-final win over South Africa to book their spot in the final. With both teams eyeing the coveted title, fans eagerly await the thrilling title clash between the two cricketing giants. Cricket fans across the country and abroad have expressed their unwavering confidence in the victory of men in blue.
पहला आशा तो ये है कि इंडिया जीतेगा बहुत दिन बाद ट्रॉफी उठाएगा चैंपियंस ट्रॉफी का वो पहले बैटिंग करके एक अगर स्कोर लगा देंगे स्कोर बोर्ड में तो न्यूजीलैंड के लिए थोड़ा डिफिकल्ट हो सकता है विराट कोहली अच्छे फॉर्म में है रन कर रहे हैं हार्दिक पांड्या और केएल राहुल भी अच्छा खेल रहे हैं
अच्छा मैच रहेगा कॉम्पिटेटिव मैच रहेगा दोनों टीमें बहुत अच्छी हैं उनकी फील्डिंग में 1+ पॉइंट है न्यूजीलैंड के पास और इंडिया का बैटिंग लाइनअप और प्लस हमारे स्पिनर बहुत बेहतरीन है मजा आएगा मैच में
Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, along with top officials from paramilitary forces and intelligence agencies, is arriving in Jammu today for a high-level security review meeting. The meeting will bring together senior police and security officials from Jammu and Kashmir to assess the security situation in the region. The meeting will be conducted in two sessions. Officials will provide a detailed briefing on the security situation and outline the strategies to eradicate terrorism in the Jammu region. This will be the first security review by the Union Home Secretary in the Jammu region after taking charge. He visited Kashmir earlier to assess the scenario. Senior officials from CRPF, Intelligence Bureau and Ministry of Home Affairs will also participate in the meeting. India has condemned the act of vandalism at a Hindu temple in Chino Hills in California. Responding to a media query, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the ministry has called upon the local law enforcement authorities to take stringent action against those responsible for the vandalism. The ministry also asked for ensuring adequate security for places of worship. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar was admitted last night to All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi after complaining of uneasiness. Sources said that Mr. Dhankar is currently in a stable condition. Former Odisha Cabinet Minister Ananta Das passed away at his Bhubaneswar residence in early hours this morning. The 85-year-old BJD leader was battling prolonged age-related ailments. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of the former Odisha Cabinet Minister. In a social media post, President Murmu said the veteran BJD leader worked for the people of Odisha. She also extended her condolences to his family and friends. Israel will send a delegation to Qatar's capital Doha tomorrow to advance negotiations for renewing the ceasefire in Gaza and securing the release of Israeli hostages held by Palestinian armed group Hamas. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement, Tel Aviv has accepted the invitation of the mediating countries backed by the U.S. Hamas spokesman Abdul Latif Al-Kano said in a press statement that the efforts of Egyptian and Qatari mediators are ongoing to finalize the implementation of the ceasefire agreement and initiate negotiations for its second phase, with positive indicators in that direction. The second leg of the Khelo India Winter Games 2025 will begin at Gulmarg, Jammu and Kashmir today. Competitions in skiing and snowboarding will be held. The second leg of the games, which were earlier scheduled to be held from the 22nd to the 25th of last month, had to be postponed due to the lack of snow at Gulmarg, with Kashmir witnessing one of its driest winters in the recent history. The first leg of the games was held in Leh district of Ladakh in January this year, where athletes competed in ice skating and ice hockey events. And that is the end of this news bulletin.